Brent, as mens nou kyk na die titel van die werk, King George, dan moet ons nou nie dink aan die koninklikes en die adellikes nie. Dit het heelmal 'n ander betekenis. Maar waaroor handel die stuk?
You know, Terence, it was really just about working with status and somebody who had great pride around something that they have feel ownership about. Let's buy a trots, you know, on this, you know, he runs a club, a questionable club, an adult club, but he holds great pride around what he owns. And I suppose the King George thing came to me when we started with the name George, and then I thought it was a total accident. I thought King George, there's your title. It's about people who have built a community, and it's about change, people who come to develop, and then what happens in the space of development. People lose homes, people lose livelihoods, you know. So this really kind of at the core, you know, at the bottom, that's kind of what that story is about.
Die twee karakters, die ander karakter wat teenoor jou speel, hy is nou die ontwikkelaar en jy is nou die klub eienaar in Lower Woodstock. Dis twee karakters wat mekaar gedurig top, as het ware. Julle lê mekaar uit en ons is gehoor moet maar byhou om te besef nou wie is op die oomblik besig om die oorhand te kry.
I think that, you know, Terence, for me, was important that we had that because it's two men who were working with status and power, and they come from different parts of the city. One is a developer, one runs a club. They're both in the position of ownership, and they top one another just here and there. This one wins a point, and that one wins a point. So we look at it like a boxing match, you know, the way we even looked at the set. The director said it's a boxing ring, you know, and they are sparring with one another. So that's kind of what we like, and I'm very happy that you saw that because I wanted to create that in the script, you know.
Vir die gehoor ook, dit is nie maklik vir die gehoor om byvoorbeeld met een bepaalde karakter te simpatiseer nie. Dit verskuif dwarsdeur.
Absolutely. So who is the antagonist? Who's the protagonist, you know? And I know, and I'm happy not knowing. It's two characters that are disrupting one another's livelihoods, lives. I think it's quite exciting, maybe, for the audience. So we're sort of looking at this whole idea of who is right, who is wrong, who do we want to back. It's not easy, you know.
Die stuk speel af in Lower Woodstock en daar selfs 'n kaart ook van die gebied op die verhoog teen die agterste muur met voortrekkerweg daarin, so dit maak het baie plaaslik en het is nogal 'n gebied met 'n geweldige gemeenskap wat baie nou by mekaar leef of saam met mekaar leef.
It's a tight community there, and it's also a changing community. Whenever I drive through Woodstock, I always see the trendy spots, the trendy buildings that spring up right next door to a community of homes. So you've got this trendy building right next to a very traditional community.
Die teks self, die slim humor, en ons moes baie mooi fyn luister om alles te begryp, en ook omdat julle in twee verskillende dialekte as het ware praat.
It was an organic evolution of the script. You know, I wrote a few drafts of it. In fact, I wrote it fairly quickly compared to some of the other scripts I wrote. This one came out fairly quickly, and I think it was just something I wanted to say. And I love tapping into a dialect, tapping into how the corporate boss would speak compared to somebody who's a little bit more grassroots, who's sort of more with the community people. I love exploring that. And a lot of that, as you say, comes through the language and the way people communicate, right?
Een van die hoofthemas van die stuk kom baie laat in die werk na vore, om 'n gemeenskap te beskerm en om 'n gemeenskap by mekaar te hou en te bou. Dit kom baie laat in die stuk deur. Was dit opsetlik so beplan?
Terence, I wish I could say that I had planned it to be. I think on a narrative level, on a story level, with regards to tension and wanting to create an unpeeling of a character, it served me at the end that George, this bristly, not a very nice man character, would say, "You are not tearing this community apart." And then we get, oh my gosh, George is actually like willing to sacrifice his own sense of where he could forward his own career. He decides not to, because he decides to protect the community instead. This is the same community that picket outside his building and say that he runs an immoral establishment. He decides to protect them. And I found that paradox very exciting, that conflict in that. That for me was, I love that.